WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There appears to be a new home of the Texas A&M football shuttle bus service known as Get to the Grid.
We have reached an agreement in principle with the university that Go to the Grid will come from Veterans Park.
College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says Veterans Park provides between 1,500 to 1,800 spaces, both paved and on the grass. A&M Transportation Services was notified last month the shuttle would not return to the mall because too many parking spaces were used. Brazos County and the city of College Station have reached an out-of-court settlement with a man who was arrested without cause during an underage drinking sting in College Station 2 years ago.
County commissioners approved the settlement this week. Assistant County Attorney Bill Ballard says the county and the city will split the $23,000 payment.
Brazos County at one time participated in a grant-funded underage drinking program. They administered this grant and used local law enforcement officers to operate in an undercover capacity to identify underage drinking.
Ballard says the man who was not prosecuted will be compensated for legal and bond fees and medical expenses after sustaining a chipped tooth. College Station City Manager Kelly Templin says their portion of the settlement will be approved very soon. A Houston man is admitted to an armed robbery of an armored car in Bryan just over 2 years ago. 26-year-old Reginald Brew II was a driver for Brinks when he and a second person yet to be identified committed the holdup outside the Hispanic grocery store at La Potosina. $40,000 that was taken was never recovered. Brew, who had no criminal history, was sentenced to 22 years in prison. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Records were set at last week's major fundraiser for the College Station School District's foundation. School board member Carol Barrett shared at this week's meeting the results of this year's 50 Men Who Can Cook.
It was a record attendance with 1,750 volunteers, cooks, and people in attendance. It's a record silent auction and raffle sales, and a record amount of money was raised. The net was $178,500.
In addition to raising the most money and the biggest turnout in the event's history, Barrett was equally impressed with the relatively low amount spent to stage the fundraiser. The call for nominations is out for the 22nd Annual Newman 10 Awards, recognizing the fastest growing small businesses in Brazos County. Dr. Charles Gilliland of the Texas A&M Mays Business School is in charge of processing nomination applications.
We jealously guard the information because it's a very proprietary information that comes into us, and keep everything under lock and key until after the ceremony, at which point all of the files on the computers are deleted and all of the paper copies of the applications are shredded.
Nominations may be made by anyone, and forms are available at Tom Light Chevrolet, the award's new title sponsor, and online at brian-rotary.org. WTAW is a finalist for a national award. For the fifth time in the last 6 years, we're among 50 stations in the running for one of 10 Crystal Awards from the National Association of Broadcasters. The Crystal recognizes year-round commitment to community service. Winners will be announced in April. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 38 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zorneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zorneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Join us at the Bryan Broadcasting Studios February 28th starting at 10:30 as we fill a bowl and fight hunger with empty bowls. Come to Crystal Park Plaza on Highway 6 and Emerald Parkway, and for a donation of $10, get a handmade bowl made and decorated by a Brazos Valley student or teacher, which you can fill with a hot bowl of gourmet soup from local restaurants. Money raised will benefit A&M Consolidated High School's Food Pantry and the Arts Council. This year's bowls are provided by art class at Allen Academy, Bryan ISD, College Station ISD, and Richards ISD. Celebrate art and fight hunger with empty bowls.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. It's time to get to Douglas Nissan for the Nissan Now sales event. Right now, get huge savings on the new 2014 Nissan Versa Note with up to 40 miles per gallon on the highway. Get yours now starting at just $12,900. Now is the time to take advantage of these great savings. Hurry in now during the Nissan Now sales event going on at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys off Highway 6 at University Drive.
Model code 11215, sale price plus TT&L. Discount includes $200 NMAC cash and 1767 Douglas Nissan discount.
Good morning. It's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. They're your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year round. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling.
High pressure's in control. It's going to be partly to mostly sunny, breezy today with highs of 60 to 65. Partly cloudy overnight, lows will be 50 to 55. Tomorrow, some morning sun to start, then it turns cloudy and breezy with a chance of an afternoon shower. Highs will make their way up to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Scattered showers tomorrow night, breezy, lows near 65. Cloudy and breezy Saturday with scattered showers, highs 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with high school girls playoff action tonight, and it's going to be live here on 1620 AM. We'll share all that with you. A&M basketball gets to work with the women's side going to Kentucky, and A&M softball took it on the chin from number two Oregon. We'll have all that and more in sports at 7:50.
So there you go. Here's our quick parenting tip for you today. Have you seen the genius idea of the British dad who he's come up with this idea to quiet his misbehaving child when little Charlie gets silly in the back seat of the family car? Dad reminds him of the special button that he has in the ceiling of the car. Dad gets close to pushing it. The little boy begs him not to do that. What is little Charlie afraid of? It's the ejector seat button. Yeah, so there. Just think about that. Of course, he doesn't really have one.
Yes, but if you have a sunroof, that would make it all the better.
Yeah, it really would. It'd go right through there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know, but I'm sure the government will... probably come and question him. They'll come knock on his door with their little questions about why are you doing this?
You'd have done it.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Have you been around my child? If you haven't, then don't be saying stuff like that. Just don't. Kindergarten teacher in Iowa accused of drinking beer during class. 40-year-old Jennifer Rich caught sipping suds during her class's Valentine party last week. A parent spotted Rich in the act. Well, what? Is it coming right out of the can or the bottle? Did you not put it in like one of those solo cups or something? Anyway, called police, who administered a breathalyzer test. Police said the results showed that the teacher was intoxicated. Oh, my goodness. God. A search through her bag allegedly revealed 4 unopened beers along with 2 empty beer cans. She has since resigned from the East Elementary School, had been with the district since 01. Wow. It does not say what city or state this occurred in, so not sure. If you're a soap opera with swords fan, you'll love this. The folks over at HBO have put together a custom version of the Parker Brothers Monopoly game with Game of Thrones pieces and locations. So now you can buy or sell or trade your way to sit atop the Iron Throne. Some of the board squares would include Castle Black, Winterfell, and King's Landing. Plus, there are game pieces including Dragon Egg, Three-Eyed Raven, White Walker,
Dismembered Head,
Dire Wolf, Crown, and of course the Iron Throne. No, there's not a
Okay.
That'd be cool. Everybody's fighting over the dismembered head. The new Game of Thrones branded Monopoly set will be out later this year, probably just in time for the gift giving season. What do you think?
I think I might gift it to myself.
Really?
I don't have a functfunctioning Monopoly board, so that'd be fun.
What is it? Do you have a non-functioning Monopoly? Okay, because I wanted to know what that was.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't have a Monopoly board.
Well, and the other thing is, obviously, they're trying to...
The last time we played was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And there's a reason that was the last time we played.
Yeah, yeah, it takes too long,
we
right?
played till 4 in the morning.
Sure, yeah.
And,
yeah.
And at one point, I ended up winning, which is why I get to tell the story.
Uh-huh.
And at one point, I had the entire bank and had to take a coaster as a $5,000 marker just so the bank could have some money back.
See?
Monopolistic.
That's not the intent of it at all.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay.
It's actually supposed to happen really fast. The whole idea is to monopolize and kick people out of the. Yeah. Anyway.
See, that's so mean.
It's a fast game.
I know.
I know.
You feel badly about yourself after you've done that, don't you?
Yeah, right.
Okay. And so it's a happy Chinese New Year. It's 4711 or 4713 or something like that. It's a whole lot more than what we do right now, okay? It begins today. It's the year of the goat. So you say Gung Hei Fat Choi, okay? Gung Hei Fat Choi.
Is it fat?
It's well, yeah, I guess we could do that. We could do Gung Hei
Fat
Joy. Yeah, that's good. So this is the year of the goat or the ram or the sheep or whatever. If you want to tell me what year you were born, then I'll let you know what you are.
I'm year of the tiger.
Oh, okay.
Year of the dog.
You're year of the... Oh, wow. There's nothing dynamic about that. You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, really.
It's a staple over there.
Sure. I'm the year of the domesticated pet.
I think I'm the year of the chicken.
Okay, well, there too. See, I got the tiger. All right, I got that going on. Your choices are horse, snake, dragon, tiger, rabbit, ox, rat, pig, dog, rooster, monkey, goat. So, by the way, just while we're talking about that, all their food has other meanings. For instance, wonton and dumplings represent ancient Chinese money, and eating them is supposed to help you amass fortunes, okay, and wealth in the coming year. Chicken and fish are homonyms for lucky and having enough to spare. Eating fried food means you have lots of hot and exciting things going on in your life, and sweet food means your life will be sweet and happy. An orange is good luck to the Chinese. And during this next 3 days, you're supposed to refrain from using scissors, knives, or brooms because they could cut off or sweep away any good fortune. Bad language and unlucky words are not to be spoken either. Firecrackers are shot off to chase away the evil and bad spirits. Now, this year, the Chinese government is imploring the people to not use fireworks because pollution is bad enough in the country. They don't need the smoke.
Yeah. Jeez.
There's the real world coming back to roost, so to speak. Now, General Tso's chicken, an American invention. You know that, don't
mm-hmm.
you?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. They just they put it together back in the 1970s, as a matter of fact. It was a restaurant down by the UN. Henry Kissinger used to visit there and was a regular. The dish was first mentioned in the New York Times in 1977.
I mean, clearly it's American. It's delicious.
Yeah, it is.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be.
And you know what it is.
Yeah.
You know how it's prepared. Even though it's back there behind those closed doors, you know what they're doing with it. Anyhow. So here you go. Here's a new study that says more than a quarter of U.S. American adults admit to texting while driving. 27% are honest. The other 72% are lying. But the texters tend to be white males more than anything else. So one more reason for you to feel guilty. And in fact, they're more like, Steven Spiller, who did the study for Tennessee Tech, said, when you're driving, we're simply taking the norms that we have in those areas of our life so that what we are used to doing when we're not in our car, we go ahead and do in our car as well. I guess that's the whole idea of food to go, too, right? Reminds me of the Famous Bowl.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Self-driving cars can't get here fast enough.
That's right. It shows that students who attend a school that bans mobile phones from the classroom are more likely to engage in texting while driving. Oh, so that means we're supposed to let the kids do that in school.
Yeah, they got to catch up.
Sure, that's right. That's exactly it. They are catching up for that lost time, he says. This goes back to when integrated cell phones are really just part of our relationship. I mean, we have to have our phone with us, right? Oh, my God, where's my phone? To put it bluntly, even when there are laws against using a cell phone while driving, adults tend to keep their cell phones in their lap. Okay? So they're still there. And culture, and this is one of the things, I mean, isn't it true? We know that it's not safe. We know it's not safe to be texting while we drive. But we have to do it. You can't tell me not to do it because it's me, and the laws don't pertain to me. In the U.S. in 2012, the most recent stats that are available, more than 3,000 people were killed in distracted driving accidents. Is that enough reason for you?
It should be.
It doesn't matter.
No, of course it doesn't. Hello?
Hey, is rat on the stick an American invention at the Chinese restaurant?
Bread on a stick? Have you had bread on a stick at a Chinese restaurant?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. I mean, I've had things like satay and things like that, but I don't know. All right, here we go. And not Chinese, that's Thai, obviously. All right, here we go. Extending the brand, Pizza Hut. Extending the brand, Pizza Hut has now created pizza-themed nail polish.
What?
I know. Well, they do a green, they call that voracious veggie.
Oh, pfft.
Yellow? Have you ever seen anyone wearing yellow nail polish?
Uh-huh.
Have you?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Both of you are saying that.
Yes.
A lot?
Yes.
Okay. Well, all right.
It's not uncommon.
No.
All right. Okay.
Pretty much anything under the sun now.
Well, I understand, but yellow would just be disruptive.
I've seen Milky Way galaxies. I've seen
fades
now, from one color to another.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a thing online that shows you how to make, like, tie-dye.
If you're one to frequent Reddit, there's an entire subreddit called Lacqueristas.
Yep. There is.
You guys got a lot of time.
Hey, it is show prep.
That's fine.
It's for the show.
It's visual. Yeah, here, let me hold my computer screen up to the microphone.
Yeah.
You stop it.
Yellow is called Say Cheese. And ecru white is called dough, you need me. And finally, meat, M-E-A-T, me, after midnight is described as being the color of pale bratwurst.
What a terrible name.
Oh,
meat after midnight.
Well, okay, how about pale bratwurst? That sounds pretty bad, too.
Wow.
Just saying. Note to self, if you're ever arrested in the police station, know that they have cameras. Apparently a California man forgot that. He was arrested in Oregon. He claimed that detectives assaulted him during the questioning. 33-year-old Alexander Robin Tomaszewski was being held on charges that included stalking. After being interviewed by detectives, he suddenly had multiple facial injuries. That's when he told deputies that the detectives had assaulted him, and he wanted to press charges against the detectives. Oh, but those pesky surveillance cameras showed him punching himself in the face.
Oh, my God.
I saw that yesterday.
After the detectives left, and then he decided he would go ahead and try to file charges
against
him. And it
was over and over and over and over and over.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
The right equipment makes all the difference when you need to get hard work done. So get a Bobcat Compact Track Loader, a time-tested performer. Right now, Bobcat of the Brazos Valley has a limited-time offer. Purchase a new Bobcat Compact Track Loader and receive 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. Skip the financing for rebates up to $4,800. Bobcat of the Brazos Valley, just off the North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-314-9222. Rebates vary by model with approved credit. Exceptions may apply. See dealer for details.
Everyone knows Rattlers always has great specials in their stores, but with the Rattlers Registered Rewards Card, you'll get extra savings throughout the store. Got a sweet tooth? You'll love this month's candy special. Any king-size candy bar, two for only $2.22. Also, any size fountain drink's only a dollar, but with your Registered Rattlers Rewards Card, it's only 50 cents. See, you're saving already. And when you're calling it a day, be sure to stop in at your closest Rattlers store and pick up an 18-pack of any of the fine family of beers from Bud, Miller, and Coors for only $14.99. Save every day at Rattlers. Rattlers. Friendly. Clean. Texan.
723 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Do you have a little bitty one who liked the Teletubbies when they were growing up? Well, I only saw them once, and they were playing peekaboo or something.
It makes your head explode.
Yeah, it did. After about 2 minutes of going, well, you know, this isn't for me. But anyway. Anyway, Ann Wood, who's the creator, tells the BBC she's a bit sad that the 1990s kids show is being remade, but that she will not be watching it. Hopefully she'll be getting a paycheck from it. She's now 77 years old. Says there are such a lot of programs being remade, I just feel the children's television industry is worth more than that. She no longer owns the rights. So that answers that question, I guess not. So because she sold them in 2013, and that helped fund a batch of brand new shows, though. So I guess she's doing all right. And if you loved watching Kitten Bowl 2 instead of Super Bowl, you'll be excited to find out that the Hallmark Channel is going to bring back the concept of the Kitten Summer Games. Show will premiere in August of 2016. It'll showcase hundreds of adoptable kittens, just like the ones that are adopted on Super Sunday. Execs at the Hallmark Channel say they're hopeful that more shelters will host adoption parties around the event with the goal of dramatically increasing pet adoptions. That would be a good thing if you did that. I can't imagine. I don't know where they record this, but, you know, you're not going to be able, if they're doing that in Tennessee, you're not going to be able to adopt that kitten from Tennessee, are you?
Exactly. How does one throw a javelin as a kitty?
I'm not sure. I have no idea. I get most of them.
I mean, I could actually see the cats doing most of the stuff.
Shot put?
Any of the throwing.
They could do hurdles.
Knocking things off tables.
Yeah, hurdles, theoretically pole vault.
Yeah, they could do table knocking. Yeah, that's true. They could do that.
We'd have to create a couple events, I guess.
I wish they just have a hedgehog in there every once in a while, just because it was pretty cute in that beer commercial. The Pepsi commercial. Not bad. Hedgehogs are pretty cute. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 7:25. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com. Sunny at a high of 65 today with winds out of the east. Should be pretty pleasant. 53 for a low temperature tonight with some clouds rolling in here. Tomorrow the temps are great at 72 with a slight chance of showers. It's a 40% chance of rain on Saturday with 77 for the high. And then it cools down. We're going to have a wind shift Sunday, not too pleasant. 51 is the high with a 40% chance of rain. Up to a 50% chance of rain on Monday as it stands now at a high of only 43. So enjoy the rest of the week, and then it'll get kind of cold out there. Has cooled down a degree. We've got winds out of the north right now at 76% relative humidity, and we're looking at 37 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Los Angeles Times reports that the state of California has purchased more than $500,000 worth of new Ford Fusion hybrids over the last year and a half. The new Fusions replace a fleet of cars with as little as 12,000 miles on them, and the new hybrids are reserved for members of the state Senate. But don't worry, California senators aren't the only ones who get to take taxpayers for a ride. The state assembly has their own fleet of cars. Sadly, some of those cars are a little bit older. Nonetheless, controversies erupted over the new car buys. It seems that some of them were purchased right before 40 members of the Senate staff were laid off due to budget shortfalls. Advocates for the poor and the downtrodden are fuming. They point out many Californians are still suffering under a bad economy, and families are struggling financially, and they don't have new cars. But there's a valid reason elected officials got the new ones. Brian Ferguson, spokesman for the Department of General Services, says replacing cars with little mileage with newer hybrids is part of the continuing effort to green the state's vehicle fleet. Still, I love the reporting from the LA Times claiming it's the state that bought the cars. It's not. It's the Democrat Party-run government that's ignoring the poor while granting themselves new green hybrid cars. Of course, Democrats screwing over the poor whom they claim to represent, that's not really news, is it? Besides, they've got the best of intentions, don't they? Saving the planet?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you are blessed enough to own land and you're looking for the right tractor to care for your little corner of heaven, I want to tell you about my good friends at Mahindra Tractors. Homegrown quality is part of every Mahindra tractor because they're assembled right here in the good old U.S. of A. by hardworking Americans in Pennsylvania, Kansas, California, Tennessee, and Texas. And right now, you can gear up for spring with Mahindra's special red tag savings, like zero interest for 84 months. Or up to $4,500 cash back on Mahindra's power package. Plus, you'll also get the industry's leading 5-year warranty. So look up, friends, at Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and great financing on a new Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. To find your local dealer and test drive a Mahindra, please visit MahindraUSA.com.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bianski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bianski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert healthcare closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The city of College Station has reached a tentative agreement with Texas A&M for a new home for the home football shuttle bus service called Get to the Grid. Mayor Nancy Berry says fans would go to Veterans Park, which has room for at least 1,500 vehicles to park on grass and paved surfaces. Berry also says staff is researching if the city's costs related to Aggie home football games, estimated at $300,000, could come from hotel room taxes.
We have public works people that are involved. We have our police, fire, EMS that are working on game days. Right now they come from general funds, so it's money that we would be using as opposed to using it for something else.
Last month, A&M was notified it couldn't use the mall next year because the shuttle was using too many spaces. Earlier this week, a city council subcommittee met with leaders of the Brazos Transit District and Texas A&M Transportation Services. The mayor says there was discussion about a recent agreement allowing non-students to ride Aggie Spirit buses after buying a $35 pass from the transit district.
Of course, you still have to pay a fee if you go on the district bus, which is $1.50 per ride. But this will help a lot of people. It'll be able to go throughout the route. There'll be a maroon bus that'll go from the district office straight to campus behind the YMCA building.
The new permits are available at the transit district office. It's time to nominate small businesses based in Brazos County for the 22nd annual Newman 10 Awards. The chairman of the nomination committee for the Bryan Rotary Club, Hayden Riley, says anyone can make a recommendation.
Nominate a business that perhaps you frequent or definitely feel is a great representative of the Brazos Valley. You can nominate a company even though you don't know whether or not it qualifies. So don't worry about that. Leave that up to the corporation. That's what the application process is about. If you feel that they are worthy to be nominated, nominate away.
The kickoff presentation was held at Tom Light Chevrolet, the event's new title sponsor, something that was noted by another committee chair, Stephen Steele.
As the chair, I wanted to keep the name as Newman 10 Business Achievement Award. And Tim and Tommy both recognized that that was appropriate, and they made their generous donation toward this effort without changing the overall name of the award. And I think they ought to be recognized for that.
Nomination forms are available at Tom Light and online at bryan-rotary.org. For the fifth time in the last 6 years, WTAW is a finalist for a national award. We're among 50 stations in the running for the National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award, which recognizes year-round commitment to community service. 10 winners will be announced in April. A Franklin man convicted of his fifth and sixth DWIs is going to prison for the first time.
53-year-old James Bertrand was sentenced to a total of 4 years following a recent plea agreement in Brazos County District Court. According to the district attorney's office, Bertrand's first three drunk driving convictions were in Harris County, and his fourth was in Waller County. The most recent, October and December of 2013, first followed a crash northeast of Bryan on FM 974. 2 months later, a College Station policeman found Bertrand outside his truck, parked in the middle of the freeway feeder road between Harvey and University. An arrest for underage drinking 2 years ago in College Station led to legal action against the city in Brazos County. Assistant County Attorney Bill Ballard says the arrest was without cause and the case was never prosecuted.
The amount of the settlement is $23,100, and it is to be borne equally between Brazos County and the city of College Station. The compensation is for the bail bond and the legal fees that he had to expend, and also I believe he had a chipped tooth that resulted in the arrest.
Approval was given at this week's county commission meeting and will be approved by College Station City Manager Kelly Templin in the near future. The payment won't go to the city council because the amount was less than $50,000. A Houston man refusing to stop for a DPS trooper 3.5 years ago south of College Station is headed to prison for 25 years. Criminal history of 36-year-old Ricky Cooper contributed to the punishment. Court records indicated Cooper had four defense attorneys following his arrest in September 2011 when he was caught with more than 5 pounds of marijuana in his vehicle. The original reason for the traffic stop on Highway 6 near the Peach Creek Road exit was going 77 in what was at the time a 70-mile-an-hour zone. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Students at College Station's Alternative High School, who are getting a new building with a new name, have chosen a mascot that pays tribute to the past. CSISD board members approved the students' choice of the Timberwolves mascot at College View High School, the former Timber Academy.
It was all student-led, and we just supported, but I, too, was very touched by the fact that they wanted some legacy of the name. You know, even with the growth and the change, that Timber was still there, important.
College View principal Margie Martinez says the runaway winner for the school colors, also adopted by the school board, were baby blue, silver, and black. The new campus is being built on the site of the former College Station Conference Center. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 38 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important. And is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians. Expert care focused on you.
Looking for some new Aggie gear? This is a great time to visit Texas Aggieland Bookstore. They're having an unprecedented sale right now. Great time for you to take advantage of this. All Aggie merchandise is 50% off at Texas Aggieland Bookstore, and that can be for you, could be for somebody else, for gifts down the road. It can be from the very littlest Aggie to the oldest Ag. Everything from T-shirts to sweats to polos. They've got caps. They've got gifts. Adidas sideline apparel. Also Columbia shirts. All of that available for you. So great for you or for gifts as you plan kind of ahead a little bit. You can shop at either store. That's Texas Aggieland Bookstore located at Northgate, and then their other location, which is next to Copy Corner on Texas Avenue. Or you can shop online. Shop online at txag.com, texag.com. But this is your chance to get Aggie gifts for yourself or others. All Aggie merchandise, 50% off, going on right now at Texas Aggieland Bookstore, either location or shopping online.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
Whether you're an avid shooter or you're just trying to learn, Gun Corps has a training facility, and it is the best one in town, bar none. Concrete pad and covered so you can shoot no matter the weather. And a staff of trained professionals that can teach you something that maybe you don't know. For class times and information, go to gun-corps.com or the regular brick-and-mortar location on Texas Avenue and College Station across the street from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical.
7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine today and plenty of it. Temperatures will reach 60 to 65 today. There'll be a bit of a breeze developing during the day as well. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Lows will make their way down to about 50 to 55. Clouding up, breezy tomorrow. Chance of a few showers. It'll be close to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Cloudy and breezy, scattered showers tomorrow night, 65. Showers possible Saturday, breezy with high somewhere between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'll keep the details of that private to respect his privacy and the situation that he's in.
That's Mike Patine talking about Johnny Football. We'll have more on that. A&M women's basketball heading to Kentucky tonight. A&M softball yesterday lost to number 2, Oregon. So it's not too bad. It's the number 2 team in the country. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports here in about 11, 12 minutes or so.
Okay. A nice weather next couple of days. But then we're going to have rain this weekend. But the temps are cool.
We'll have Aggie baseball weather.
Yeah, exactly. But the temperatures are, they're okay today, and they're okay tomorrow. So, all right, let's see what else we got. Oh, you know what?
What?
We have something to give away.
Oh, do we?
We do have something to give away. So it needs to be one of those I ain't won nothing situations. So 695-1620. You'll call right now, and magically the phone will be busy. Because I have it on hold, but I'll release that in just a couple of minutes, and we'll give it away. And it's a good prize.
Gives you a chance to hang up if you've won something.
That's exactly right. You can hit redial over and over and over again
while they're driving.
Yeah. So who says that police don't have a sense of humor? We've heard some of these, but they're fun anyway. The following are things that were actually taken off police car videos from around the country. Like when the officer said, well, relax, the handcuffs are tight right now because they're new. They'll stretch out after you wear them a while. If you run, you'll just be tired when you get to jail.
I like that one.
So you say you don't know how fast you were going. I guess that means I can write anything on the ticket. You want a warning? Okay, I'm going to give you a warning. Then if you do that again, I'll write you another ticket. How big were those 2 beers? And finally, you didn't think we give pretty women tickets? Well, you're right. Sign here.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Gotta hate that. Ah, okay.
Pull over Rodney Dangerfield's sister.
Yeah, well, what can I say? The food industry has long known that 3 daily meals are out. And a procession of snacks from midday to midnight is the in thing, and now the pet food industry is getting on board.
Oh,
and
get out of here.
Yep. Snacking for U.S. Americans is a $1.2 trillion business that has historically grown at 6% a year. So it only makes sense that they would create snacks for pets now that the pet owners are doing that. Wow. Trillion. Okay. All right, I released the phone, 695-1620. The first person who's able to just hop right in there will win our little prize.
Surprise pack, because nobody knows yet.
That's right. Because of the massive audience for Sunday night's Saturday Night Live 40 special, AMC's Walking Dead took a big dip in the ratings, fell 22%. But, you know, it's okay.
It's a one-time deal.
It is, yeah. All right. I'm just going to let it ring for a second.
Torture him some more.
Well, yeah, no, that's okay. You know, I just let it in there. Hi there.
Stop till night.
Yeah, we do. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Who are you?
Colette Abbey.
You've registered a lot. You haven't won, have you?
I haven't won, but I have registered. Yes.
Yeah, you have, because you registered, I know, for the Seinfeld tickets. Well,
yeah.
Jack Hanna's Wild America Live is going to be here on the 28th of February. If I give you 4 tickets, do you think you can find a way to do that?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. That's $110 value right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's highfalutin.
And the best part.
Fantastic.
Yeah, the best part is all 4 seats are together. So what do you do, Colette?
I work at the Health Science Center and a research lab.
Okay. Say hi to everybody over there. Oh, how many people?
About 6.
Okay. I'll get you some mouse pads, too, if you want to come by and pick those up. I can't have them at Will Call at Opus, but if you want to come by and pick those up, I'll have them for you. But the tickets for Jack Hanna's Wild America will be at the box office the night of the show, okay?
Okay. Thanks very much.
You bet. Take your driver's license. Okay. He was interesting yesterday.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be better with decaf, but...
Man. Hey, some of us suffer from that affliction.
That's okay. I mean, that's all right. It's
I am kind of a notorious fast talker.
Well, I thought I was a little ADD till we talked about
it. Make you feel better, didn't
that's
it?
That's right. Well, we were talking about snacking. Here's a snack suggestion for you. Bacon lovers, listen up. Little Caesars introducing a new crust that will blend a chewy cheese pizza with crispy bacon. They've announced it. It's introducing the bacon-wrapped crust deep deep dish pizza.
That's food pornography.
The new pizza, which will be available nationwide for a limited time.
Yeah, until it sells well.
Takes Little Caesar's eight-cornered Detroit-style deep pizza and wraps the crust with two types of bacon. Two types of bacon?
Yeah, like Canadian bacon and American bacon?
Probably peppered, I think. Probably peppered or spice wood. I'm not apple wood. I'm not. Anyway. And then they top it with pepperoni.
That was some of the thinnest bacon I had ever seen.
What's that?
The on the crust.
Ah, it will be sold at participating locations. Oh, well, okay. Participating locations. So I hope you're not disappointed here locally. They'll make that decision. $12 plus tax. That's a lot of money for a pizza. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it is pretty thin looking. You're right.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we could. Have a job. I'm glad we could diss the dish. Yeah, that's okay.
It's not like I wouldn't eat it. Okay, that'd be silly.
According to our co-hosts here, it's not that thick as far as.
I'd probably try it once just to say I had bacon pizza.
There you are. That's it. The beloved children's book author Dr. Seuss, of course, has been dead since 1991. So, did you hear that his wife found a manuscript?
Yes.
Yeah. What Pet Should I Get is believed to have been written between 1958 and 1962 and features the same brother and sister from the 1960 book One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. His widow found the manuscripts and illustrations in their California home soon after her husband had died. She just kind of set them aside, only to rediscover them again in 2013 while she was cleaning his office. And there are two more books from materials that were discovered as well. They'll come later. So
kajillions of dollars.
New Dr. Seuss stuff.
One Fish, Two Fish was my dad's favorite book to read to me until it was my favorite book for him to read to me. he said there were times where he just put the book down. He wasn't even reading from the book.
And, yeah.
Yeah. He could just do it from memory.
That's it. That's Dr. Seuss.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Do it again.
One more time. Yeah. And the thing is, after that, he couldn't leave anything out, right?
Yeah, but hey, you skipped the part about the greenfish.
So I haven't seen the entire story on this. I just saw the headline. The U.S. will now allow armed American drones to be sold to other countries.
What?
Yeah, apparently so.
No, thank you.
Man, all right. Well,
let me rephrase. It depends on what country.
Well, that's exactly right. And we probably know what their intent would be. Certainly won't be a fireworks display. 746.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Having a strong and healthy family requires balance. Too much of this and not enough of that, and it'll all crumble. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In January 2010, a magnitude 7.0 earthquake struck Haiti, killing as many as 200,000 people. According to experts, the devastation was so immense because poverty, not building codes, govern their construction practices. You see, sand is cheap and steel is expensive, so homes built primarily with cement blocks contain too much sand and not enough steel. As a result, when the ground shook, the walls literally crumbled to the ground. American homes suffer much the same devastation, only the issue isn't sand and steel, and the poverty isn't financial, but relational. Our marriages are built with too much selfishness and not enough sacrifice. Our parenting focuses too much on friendship with our children and not enough on loving authority. And we're usually too busy running to and from activities to spend enough quality time with one another. In short, our families are often poorly constructed. We have too much of this and not enough of that. Then an earthquake comes and everything crumbles. That's why it's important to give careful thought to what our family needs to make it healthy and strong. Because challenges will arise, and the strength we've instilled into the family will determine whether we stand or fall. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the monthly fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased. Call now 1-800-535-8815.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:50. A&M Consolidated and Rutter Girls Basketball co-champions of District 18-5A are looking to run into one another in the Class 5A Region 3 Finals when they play the Area Round Games tonight. 13th-ranked Consol will play number 21 Brenham in Madisonville, and the number 14 Rutter Girls will head to Houston to face off against Stratford at the Don Coleman Coliseum. Pre-game 6:15, tip-off 6:30, and it's right here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The 15th-ranked A&M women's basketball team make their way to the Bluegrass State to take on number 11 Kentucky in a crucial SEC showdown with a potential conference tournament seeding and NCAA first and second round hosting implications on the line. Here's Coach Gary Blair breaking down the Kentucky Wildcats.
They've got no fear ever. I don't think they've met a shot that they didn't like. They will put it up, and sometimes that might be why their shooting percentage is down. But is it down because, I think it's down because of their post play, not because of their guards. And so they're going to press us. They're going to zone us like they did here last year. They'll come out with something that's going to work for them. It's their breast cancer game, so we're expecting a large crowd. You got to stop the guards.
The Wildcats and Aggies are locked with LSU in a three-way tie for the fourth and final double bye spot for the SEC tournament, which starts March the 4th. They'll tip it off tonight at 6 on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. The number 22 Texas A&M softball team fell to 7-4 with their season after being toppled by number 2 Oregon 5-1. Aggies get back to work on the West Coast in the 2015 Mary Nutter Classic in California. They'll start off with BYU Friday. Pregame is set for 11:45, and that's on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone as well. They call them student athletes. And Texas A&M has good ones, an impressive number in the classroom. As a matter of fact, with a record-setting success on the field, they've done the same with the books. In the fall of 2014, 300 student-athletes eclipsed a grade point average of 3.0 or better. 40 posted a perfect 4.0 and an average GPA for the entire student-athlete population at A&M, 2.9. The Aggie men's swimming and diving team stand in eighth place after day two of SEC championship action. Georgia leads the field for the men. On the ladies' side, the A&M women have clawed their way up to second place, just a handful of points behind Georgia. The Texas A&M men's golf team is in Hawaii for the John Burns Intercollegiate, and after making the first round turn, the guys are even par and tied for third. In top 25 hoops action, North Carolina had a chance to tie it up in overtime.
And here we go. The left-hander puts it up, and it's short, and it's rebounded up in the air. Tie up. Duke's got the ball. Tyus Jones comes up with it. They got the win. 92-90 over North Carolina.
The long jumper was short. Number 4 Duke outlasted number 15 North Carolina. Johnny Football's back in the news after a vote of confidence from Mike Pettine at a press conference in Cleveland.
I did go to visit him last week. I'll keep the details of that private to respect his privacy and the situation that he's in. You know, we're proud of him for the decision he made to go in. He has our full support.
We'll keep it in the NFL. In the team's strongest statement yet, Minnesota Vikings general manager Rick Spielman says he expects his star running back to stay with the team after his suspension's lifted. Adrian Peterson last carried the football more than 5 months ago, all before a child abuse case involving his young son became public in Houston. In the NBA, Amari Stoudemire has joined the Dallas Mavericks 2 days after the Knicks let him out of his contract with a buyout. General manager and president of basketball operations for the Mavs, Donnie Nelson, said that this sets them pretty well for the playoffs.
We're right there. We deal with the pieces. Obviously, you know, we've got some new pieces that we're blending in, you know, with Rondo and Mr. Unnamed.
Mr. Unnamed, of course, is Stoudemire, the six-time All-Star signed for a purported veteran minimum $460,000. Lance Armstrong has pleaded guilty to careless driving for hitting two parked cars with his SUV in Aspen. The court records show Armstrong paid $238 to cover court fees and $150 for fine. Deputy District Attorney Andre Bryan says it's pretty common for people to reach plea deals in such cases and do it by mail even. And finally, FIFA, the international governing body for soccer, is set to confirm the 2022 Qatar World Cup will take place in November and December of the year, according to reports. Sports Illustrated had revealed that FIFA Task Force will meet in Doha, Qatar next week and make recommendations for a Winter World Cup. FIFA has previously admitted that the tournament cannot be played in the summer due to an average temperature in Qatar that raises up to 122 degrees Fahrenheit. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Home Care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
10,000 off 2015 Chevy Silverado 1500s. That's right, folks. It's that time of year again, truck month, and nobody does it bigger or better than Team of Navasota. With over 600 vehicles in stock, there's no better time to buy than truck month, and there's no better place than Team of Navasota. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to get your nice price, the time is now with 10,000 off 2015 Chevy Silverado 1500s at Team of Navasota's truck month. Call, come by, or click teamofnavasota.com today.
In 2009, the first ever office chair racing championship was held in Germany. 70 participants brought their office chairs out, donned with all the bells and whistles. The only rule was that everyone wear a crash helmet, which most participants needed. Wilton's Office Works office chairs already come with all the bells and whistles, and you don't have to wear a helmet to sit in one. Spend some time enjoying the comfort of all Wilton's has to offer in their new showroom on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest. Wilton's, furniture, supplies, and so much more.
About 3 minutes still. Good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Thanks for being with us this morning. Ice Baby. Gosh, we haven't done a Vanilla Ice story in forever.
Probably a reason for that.
He played here once, you know.
No, I did not know.
I went to that concert.
Did you?
I took pictures.
Did you?
I was working with Candy 95 and Niblet.
How was the turnout? Do you recall?
Pretty decent.
Wow.
I mean, is it the Hall of Fame? It filled about half full.
Robert Van Winkle is the guy's real name. Ice Baby. Well, he's been charged. He had a little run-in with the law. Charged with stealing furniture, bikes, and a pool heater from a home. I don't know if you knew this. I didn't. He apparently is the host of a home renovation show on the DIY network. TMZ reports that the charges are related to that. Seems that he and his TV crew renovating a home in Florida noticed a nearby house was under foreclosure and unoccupied, so they allegedly helped themselves to goods inside. Homeowner actually figured out what had happened, called police. Officers recovered the stolen items at ICE's residence. He was handcuffed and taken into custody. Is that going to make the show? Are they going to edit that out?
For ratings, it might.
Okay. Entrepreneur, thank you. Please, keep that going. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Kick it.
Right.
Entrepreneur. See, it's different because you got the ding, 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 diggy, ding,
sure.
Ding.
Sure. Oh,
ding.
Yeah. I noticed
that's
that.
That's how you know it's not underwater. Yeah, under pressure.
Yeah, I noticed that right away. An entrepreneur in Colorado selling T-shirts that make it look like the wearer is carrying a gun, a gub. Paul Lieb is the owner of the Nightlife Billiards and Supply in Grand Junction, says his shirts, which feature realistic pictures of gubs and shoulder holsters, are simply a statement about gubs' rights. He posted a warning on the Open Carry T-Shirts website, saying law enforcement officers may react to your shirt if he says freeze, halt, stop, just listen to him.
It doesn't even kind of look real.
All right. Paul says that the shirts started as a friendly gift around town, but now orders coming in from all over the world. Be his word. Not sure about that. Researchers have discovered that snail teeth are the strongest material in the world. Just saying.
Snail teeth.
Snail teeth. These little buggers' teeth beat out Kevlar and spider silk, which long were believed to be the toughest stuff on Earth. The type of snail known as the limpet. The limpet.
Those are the ones that stick to rocks.
Incredible mister?
That's what I was thinking. I've long been known as tough little mollusks. They have hundreds of sharp teeth that can scratch boulders and hard rocks. Turns out that those mineralized teeth are fully 10% tougher than spider silk.
Holy cow, they're scary looking.
LiveScience.com says those teeth, made of a mix of iron oxide mineral goethite and chitin fibers. That's not chitlins, that's chitin fibers. So there you are. Who'd have thought snail teeth? That's why you listen. It's 8 o'clock, first in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station.